So I wanted to discuss tonight in the Shu'at HaShoel a very interesting question. Of course, the Shu'at HaShoel is from Rav Mordechai Tzion, which he asked the question to a number of different poskim, all contemporary. So it relates to a medrash that I happened to quote on Shabbos in introducing Rabbi Angel, and then he mentioned it as well, the famous medrash in Rus Rabbah, that Megillas Rus, Ein Ba Lo Tumah V'Tahara, Lo Isser V'Heter. In Megillas Rus, we don't find any laws of Tumah Tahara, of what's permitted, what's prohibited. V'lama nichtava lamedcha kama sachar tov lagom lechasodim. But it was recorded in order to teach us the great reward that accrues to people who do chesed with other people. The simple way we understand the Medrash is that you don't find any halacha in the Book of Rus. So it had to be written for some other reason. Other reasons teach us the great value of chesed. On that medrash, the number of questions we can ask. First of all, we know the great value of chesed. That's what Micha Marashti said. What does God ask from us? Ki emasos mishpat v'avas chesed. V'atznei lecha simelokecha. So the fact that God asks of us to be lovers of chesed, that already implies to us what the great value of chesed should be. Secondly, that we don't really learn anything about chesed. There's no laws of chesed. It's not like the Chafetz Chaim's Avas Chesed. It's not systematic. It has to be derived from the Megillah itself. And thirdly, that's not really the whole purpose of the Megillah. What's the purpose of Megillas Rus? It would seem to be at the number of associations between the Book of Rus and the time of the year. But I think at the top of the list has to be the very sudden end to the Megillah, the Shai Holidus David. It's to take us from Rus to David HaMelech. This is the chain of monarchy of the Jewish people. So that would seem to be the primary reason, not to teach us the Schar to Gom Lechasodim. But the question that he asks is something else. What do we mean we don't learn any halachos from the Book of Rus? The fact is we learn plenty of halachos from the Book of Rus. So for example, the Gemara Yevamos learns from Rus, Shemidaktikim imager. We don't get so specific with a ger. We need not ask about every particular halacha. And in fact, the patterns of questioning of a ger, the Kabbalah that a ger has to have, Elokayach Elokai, Amech Ami, all that comes from the Book of Esther. So there are many halachos related to gerus we learn from the Book of Esther, the Book of Rus, rather. Secondly, we learn from Birchas Chasanim in the fourth parak that Boaz gathered around a minyan. We learn that Sheva Brachos requires a minyan. We learn laws of Yibum, the laws of Gulas Hasada. He doesn't mention it. We learn laws of Kinyan as well, Shalafish Nalo, the Kinyan Sudar. So many, many halachos that we learn. So what's this emphasis in the Medrash that the Book of Rus, Ein bo lo tumah ta lo issa v'heter? Yeah, those areas are not there. But there are plenty of halachos that are derived from the Megillah as well. That was the question that he asked. So Rav Avinir answered, Itochein shachesed hu oikar, that the essence is chesed. And the halachos are learned agav orcha, meaning the point of the Megillah is to teach us chesed, and the other halachos are there as well. And Rav Nevinsol added to this that you could argue that you could find these halachos in another place too. They need not have been derived from the Book of Rus. The fact that they were derived from the Book of Rus is ancillary to the main purpose. He asked Rav Myers, a basin of The Hague, who said, Hanami, it's actually a very good question, that there's no clear answer, that the intent of the Medrash must be something else as well. And, excuse me. And then he quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who says the point is, Delo bishvil zen ischabra ha-Megillah. It wasn't for all these halachos that the Megillah was written, but the Megillah was written to teach us sachar tov legom lechasodim. Once it's written, then we can learn other halachas from there, like we learn from other places in Tanakh, but that was not the essential point. The whole purpose of the Megillah was to teach us this. But note this as well. And one of the questions I raised, in fact, the first question was, to teach us kama sachar tov legom lechasodim. But as I said, that we know already from many other places in Tanakh, the great value of chesed. So what exactly are we learning here? The book of Rus is not a primer on chesed. It's not a how-to on doing chesed. There's some other aspect of it. And Rav Avinir wrote elsewhere that if you look at the phrase in the Medrash, Kama sachar tov legomle chasadim, the point of the Megillah is to put us in the world into the mindset of a Baal Chesed. There are many people who influence us in life, many people, in fact, who attract our attention. And I would suggest that most of the people who attract our attention for one reason or another are not attracting it because they have something positive to offer us. What grips our attention? This politician, this celebrity, this entertainer, this actress, etc. And the news media and the culture fill with these things, the Kardashians and this candidate for president and some other. And that dominates our thinking. That becomes our world. That is what the book of Rus comes to counter. And so on the holiday of Matan Torah, we put ourselves into a completely different frame of mind in which the individuals who should be most prominent in our minds, who should occupy our thoughts, are not the celebrities and the politicians, but they're the Gomle Chesed. Rather than speak for a few days about this character or this clown, we should speak about Rus and Naomi and Boaz and all those individuals, and the hardships they had, and the challenges they faced. And nonetheless, the way they were able to exercise chesed, to look towards others with a kind and generous eye, because that's the type of person, those are the type of people with whom we want to identify and with whom we want to associate. That really is the message of the book of Rus. What's the Socher Tov that comes to Gomel Chasadim? Well, one, we'll see what it is to be a Gomel Chesed. But two, we'll see how the activities and mindset and perfection of the Gomel Chesed, they produce not Socher Tov to the individual, that's also true, they produce Socher Tov for the nation, V'yishai Holidis David. That is the consequence of being a Gomel Chesed. A nation of Gomle Chasadim, that's the nation that's going to welcome the Melech HaMashiach, Sheyavo B'mehera B'Yameinu. Amen.